return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Welcome to a service at Holy Life Tabernacle in Brookings, South Dakota. We are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Now let's go into the sanctuary, and here's today's message.
Our God is an awesome God.
Or took this person, or he allowed them, it was their time, or different things. Just know that Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. God's perfect will is that we live. Amen. Jesus said he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. So, that's nothing to do with tonight, but it's something, if I can say it, the more I can say it, the better. Because it's something that we just want to get down in our spirits. Amen. It's a foundational principle that we just want to have so that when people come around to say different things like that, you can say, no, that's not the God we serve. Amen. We serve a good God who wants good things, who came to give us life. Amen. All right. So just some announcements. Tomorrow there's ladies' Bible study here in the back at 10:30. I'll encourage you for that. Friday night, the kids, the youth are going to come and pick up some pine cones. There's a lot of pine cones around here. And they're going to pick that up and kind of like a fundraiser for the camp. For Fresh Fire Youth, because everybody's camp is all taken care of for the summer camp they're going to be going to at the end of July. So praise the Lord. Thank you for those who donated. Thank you for just investing in our youth. Amen. We're just believing for a good time there at the end of July. That's going to be at the Extreme Passion Youth Camp. It's an AFCM camp, kind of, and Brad Brady Ministries is who puts it on, so it'll be really good. I went there, to tell you how old it is, I went there when I was a youth, when I was 6th through 12th grade, so it's been there for probably, I think, my first year was there 10 years, so I think I've been there for 30 years. Just a great time. Holy Spirit led, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. That's all I have. It's just us here tonight, right? We're just gonna go through the word as if nobody's paying attention. It's gonna be fun. All right. So tonight, I titled the message "The Importance of Operating in the Spirit Realm." And it sounds kind of like really spiritual, but I promise you, it's not like crazy spiritual as far as too spiritual. I can't remember who used to say it, but somebody that I know once said, you don't want to be so spiritually minded that you're no earthly good. Amen. And so we don't want to get off on anything weird. But a lot of our life and what happens in the natural depends on what's happening in the supernatural realm, in the spiritual realm. Amen. And it can be, whether it's good or bad, there's a spiritual realm, and there's spiritual warfare all the time. Even in this room, there's spiritual warfare going on. Amen. So we can't see it, but there's spiritual warfare. Remember when Daniel was trying to get instruction from the Lord, and he was waiting for the angel, right? For was it Michael? Michael, the angel that was going to come and give him this message from God, and he said, "Sorry, I was held up because the prince of Persia, who was Satan, right? I fought with him for a time, and then I was able to come to you." And so there's a spiritual realm that we don't see, that isn't talked about a lot, maybe. Maybe even in our minds in a regular day, we don't really think about this realm. But this is a good message to help guide us in our daily life. Because even though it's not seen, the spiritual realm, the Bible says, is eternal, whereas this natural place that we're in is temporary, okay? And so whether we're dealing with sickness, temptation, or provision, we have to deal with those things in the spiritual realm for temptation and sickness to remove them, right? For things to come out, for us to eradicate those from our life, we have to deal with them in the spiritual realm. We can't deal with them in the natural realm. It's not like we're going to pick a fight. It doesn't matter how many muscles we have. It doesn't matter how fit we are or whatever. We're not going to win if we're fighting in the natural realm, right? And when I say natural and physical, it's interchangeable tonight, okay? The physical realm, the natural realm. When people can't get rid of temptation, it's because they try to do it on their own. They try to get rid of it in the natural realm. What do we try to do sometimes? We try to use our willpower, right? We try to use our strength to get rid of temptation that maybe comes our way. How many times have you heard, I'm just not strong enough? Like, I keep getting caught by this temptation. I'm just not strong enough to get out of it, right? Or somebody who has a really bad diagnosis, I don't know if I'm strong enough to handle this. And it doesn't matter. It's not dependent on our strength. Amen. It doesn't matter what our strength is, but what His strength is. What happens is people try to use their willpower, but it's not effective, right? The last couple of Sundays, I've talked about aligning our will with God's will. So just knowing God's will for our life will help us when these temptations come, right? Ephesians 6:12 says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So even though temptation comes in the natural, right, it's a spiritual battle, right? It starts in the spirit, right? When sin entered the world, it was a spiritual change of authority, right? Because the Bible says Adam was the god of this world. Adam was the god. God gave dominion of this world to Adam, of the earth, right, to Adam. And when Adam sinned, he gave up those keys. He gave up that dominion to the devil. Now the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world, right? So we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You know, I always say, you know, whether it's your spouse or your kids or your boss or your coworker or whatever it is, your family, if they're opposing you, it's not that they're opposing you, right? It's Satan brings division, right? Satan brings this strife. And so we're not wrestling against our coworkers. We're not wrestling against our boss. We wrestle against the principalities and the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. We don't want to be deceived that we're fighting the devil in the natural. Amen. So we might have symptoms. Maybe say, for example, we have symptoms of a sickness, of a cold. And yeah, there's things that we can do. There's medicines we can take. That will help us feel better, but we don't want to be confused with the fact that that it started in the natural, okay? It started in the spiritual, right? The sickness started in the spiritual. Started, you know, you have sin that you can't see, that's, you know, spiritual realm, but we also have healing that also started in the spiritual realm, right? So how do we combat sickness? Well, we have to go to the spiritual realm. The Bible says that by His stripes we were healed. And so that means if we were healed, it's already been done, and we're still sick, well, that means we can't look to the natural or the physical. We have to look to the spiritual, where it's already been done, right? Where we've already received that blessing. We've already received that promise. That's when we start to use our willpower and strength, when we start to try to fight things in the natural. When we try to start to fight temptations in the natural. When we try to fight lack in the natural, right? That's how, when we try to use our willpower and our strength. But with natural things, there's always limitations. Just think of the laws of gravity. There's limitations to the laws of gravity. There's limitations to to the laws of motion. There's always limitations when you're working with the natural realm. And because of that, our willpower and our strength is limited. We don't have unlimited willpower. We don't have an unlimited strength. You know, there's a guy, you may have heard of him, but I can't remember his name, but he kind of started the Welsh revival. And, you know, got this amazing revelation from the Lord and did many great things for the Lord in this time of this Welsh revival. And the only problem was, is he was staying up till 2, 3 in the morning, and then he was getting up at 5, 6 in the morning, So he's getting 2-3 hours of sleep, and that happened for like a year, where he would get like 2 or 3 hours of sleep. And you can say, well, he was doing it for the Lord, and that's true, he was. But in the natural, we have limitations. We can't just get 2 to 3 hours of sleep. Most of us, right, can't get 2 to 3 hours of sleep and be able to function continually for our life. We need sleep. That's a physical limitation that we have. But supernatural things happen in our life when God breaks the laws of the natural. Amen. So when if somebody has cancer, the law of the natural is that person is going to pass away. But in the supernatural, because we've already been healed, we can set aside the laws of the natural, and the Lord comes in and he can heal you of that thing. Right? It's human nature to be tempted into sin because sin entered the world. Right? We were born of sin. We were born of the dust of the earth. Sin entered the earth. And so it's natural for us to want to sin, to want to do things that don't line up with what God has said in his word. But supernaturally, we can overcome those things that the devil tries to put in our way. Right? Kenneth Hagin put it like this. God sets aside the natural laws as we understand them in order to bless humanity. God sets aside the natural laws as we understand them in order to bless humanity, in order for supernatural healings to occur, in order for supernatural provision to occur, different things like that. But everything starts in the spiritual realm. Healing starts in the spiritual realm. Victory happens in the spiritual realm first and is manifested in the physical realm. Amen. Jesus said he's already overcome the world, right? So if he's already overcome, and it's already happened, but you don't feel it, that means that we can't look to what our eyes see. We have to look to the supernatural realm, the spiritual realm. So the first thing we need to understand is that the battles we fight are spiritual battles more than physical battles. 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary." Okay, so all these things that we see are temporary. Even, you know, if you see sickness, you know, if you're sick, that's temporary. Amen. "But the things which are not seen are eternal." Okay? So just think, when Jesus said to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." I talked about this, that his perfect will is complete and total health all the time. Because in heaven, there's complete and total health, right? In heaven, everything's provided for. So his will for you is provision all the time, for no lack ever, okay? Sometimes we can get it mixed up that, I had an issue in this area, or I had a trial, I had a temptation, and I was able to get out of that, and because of that, my faith got stronger. We like to attribute that to God, but really it's not. When things like that come up, when sicknesses come up or temptations come up, it is the devil, right? Or Paul says, "I count it all joy when I fall into various trials," right? Those aren't of God, but how we respond to those things, how we respond to trials, how we respond to temptations, how we respond to an illness, right? If we respond with faith, amen, which is also a spiritual thing, a supernatural thing, is if we respond with faith and we do overcome that, well, that's going to help us with our patience. It's going to help us with building more faith, amen. And so even those are demonic things, doesn't mean it's not going to help us in our life. But that's not, those things happening aren't God's will. God's will from the beginning was that we would live forever, right? Adam had the earth. He was dominion over the earth. He gave us dominion, and we gave that away to Satan. So we put our attention on the things that aren't seen. The spiritual world has a direct impact on the natural world. Amen. So they're connected. So in order to have victory in the natural, we have to fight in the spiritual. Amen. If you can get a revelation of what you have in the spirit realm, you're going to win battles in the natural realm. Amen. You're going to win battles in the natural realm. And we do, the Bible says that tribulations will come, right? Persecutions will come. So we don't want to deceive ourselves and say that everything's going to be great and that we're never going to face anything. But when we know that He has overcome the world, we can overcome the things that are going on in our life. So John 16:33 says, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." You know, sometimes things go on in your life and people say, "Well, how can you have peace?" A couple ladies from the Mormon church in town, the Mormon place in town, came to the house the other day. And I always love that because I always get a chance to share kind of just the gospel message and what Jesus did. You know, and they came in and they're talking about just not having peace, you know, not having peace in a certain situation. I said, "Well, you can always." I said, "It's God's will for you to have peace." And so just explaining to them that because Jesus came, and in that salvation that we have, peace came. Amen. We have the Prince of Peace living on the inside of us. Amen. Just because of that, yes, we can have peace. Yeah, there's going to be times where you get down or discouraged, but that doesn't mean you have to. There's going to be times where you mourn. The Bible says there's a time to mourn, right? But it doesn't mean you have to lose your peace. Amen. But He says that you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. He has overcome the world. And so when you look at that verse, Jesus didn't come to overthrow kings. He didn't come to overthrow governments, natural governments, right? Natural kings on the earth. But He overcame in the spirit realm. He overcame death, hell, and the grave. He overcame those things that kept us from living eternally with Him. Amen. It's already happened in the spirit realm. When Jesus defeated death, hell, and grave, that's when we got our victory, if we believe in Jesus, right? That's when that free victory came, that gift of salvation. The spirit realm is where we're strong. We're not strong in the natural realm against those things. But in the spirit realm, we're strong. And our spiritual strength comes from the Lord. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So Christ strengthens us. Amen. I feel like it takes the pressure off of me to try to really puff myself up and do battle with the devil. No, Jesus is my strength. Amen. He strengthens me. But how does He strengthen us? He strengthens us spiritually, right? He strengthens our faith. He strengthens our ability to handle situations that come in our life. Our faith is strengthened as we hear His word. We receive the revelation of the Spirit. Remember, 1 Corinthians 2 says, "It's written, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit." So many times we try to use our natural mind to solve spiritual problems. But we got to remember, everything in the natural is limited, right? So even our mind, there's a limit in the natural. Now the Bible says we have the mind of Christ, the spiritual mind of Christ, hallelujah, where there's no limit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is visiting everybody in this room, including me, all the way across the world, is visiting people at the same time. So there's no limitations to the Holy Spirit. But He says God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. So through His Spirit, the things which God has prepared for us, the revelation of His goodness has been revealed. And we use this revelation in our everyday life. If we keep going further, it says, "For the Spirit searches all the things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." So we're using the Spirit of God, supernatural, you know, the Holy Spirit. Amen? The Holy Spirit. It says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." So again, it's talking about spiritual things. It's not talking about natural things. I can read the Bible, but if I'm not reading the Bible with the Holy Spirit helping me, it's just going to be words and knowledge. There's no going to be no revelation, right? No, you use the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit help us and guide us. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but what the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. So if we didn't have the Holy Spirit, all these things that the Bible says, all, you know, supernatural healing and miracles and provision would all be foolishness to us. So you can understand why people of the world don't believe in healings, don't believe in these supernatural miracles, don't believe in supernatural provision, right? Why? Because they think it's all foolishness, right? What does Paul say? To the Greeks, it's all foolishness, right? It's all foolishness. Doesn't make any sense. And if we try to approach it from a natural standpoint, it's not going to make sense to us. Like I said, sometimes we try to solve spiritual problems by natural means or with our natural mind. We try to think, okay, what does this mean? And instead of having the Holy Spirit reveal it to us, we try to come up with a solution. That's why the doctrine of God is in control is so prevalent, right? Because when something happens, rather than just saying, you know, I don't know, but I know God is good. I know the Word says that He's for me and He's not against me. Instead of doing that, people try to come up with things that are going to help explain why maybe somebody passed away that they felt was too early. Or why somebody got better from cancer and this other person didn't. And the real answer is, we don't always know, do we? Why somebody got healed and somebody didn't. And you can say, you know, so people will say, well, they didn't have enough faith. Well, I think about the man that was let down through the roof by his four friends. He didn't have any faith. What did Jesus say? He said, because of the faith of your friends, right? You're healed. Or Naaman, when Naaman was leprous, and his servant had to tell him, it's not a hard thing to do. Just go down and dip in the water. Naaman had no faith. In fact, there was not faith. He just doubted. He was scoffing at it, right? So we can't say in every situation, oh, they didn't have enough faith, right? In fact, if somebody says that, you can say, well, the friends of the paralyzed person, they had faith. Well, where's your faith for them to be healed, right? Kidding. But just what I'm saying is there's things that we don't have to have an answer for. We just have to know the Word, and the Word says that Jesus came to give life. Amen. That Satan came to steal, kill, and to destroy. Right? So through His Spirit, things which God has prepared for us. They're foolishness to him, for he can know them because they are spiritually discerned. So again, in the spirit realm, they're discerned. So we don't fight against flesh and blood. We're not given the tools to use in battle in the natural, right? We don't have a physical shield. We don't have a physical sword. You know, I don't have physical shoes of peace, right? But in the spirit realm, right? But all the armor that we have is used for battle in the spiritual realm. All the armor talked about in Ephesians 6. The shoes of peace, breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation. And then when you put that on top of the fact that it's not our armor, it's His armor. Amen. And we know that, you know, Paul said, when Paul was talking to the Lord about this affliction, this messenger of Satan to buffet him, what did Jesus say? My strength is made perfect in your weakness. So in the spiritual realm, by ourselves, we don't have any strength. But with Jesus, amen, because of what He did, because He lives on the inside of us, amen, because He overcame the world already, we have this supernatural strength, amen, to contend and to deal with things that are hurting us in the natural realm. Okay. Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Amen. So I'm not out here trying to puff myself up to get ready for a battle. No, I'm making myself strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And how do we tap into His might? Well, we read the Word, we stay close to Him, and we draw near to Him. Hallelujah. That takes the pressure off of us to perform. Right? That takes the pressure off of us to say, well, so-and-so's been saved for 30 years, and I've only been saved for 5 years, so they're going to be able to thwart any attack of the enemy better than me, because, no, that's not how it works, right? The same Holy Spirit that lives in somebody that's been a Christian for 30 years is the same Holy Spirit that lives in a Christian that's been a Christian for 5 years. Amen? So you don't have to earn anything. It's not like you don't get a merit badge after a certain number of years, right? But it takes the pressure off. Even Jesus, when he was tempted in the wilderness by Satan, used the sword of the Spirit. The Word of God wasn't his physical strength, was it? No, he continued to say, it is written. It is written. Hallelujah. Let's go to Zechariah 4, 6 through 7. And we're going to look at it in the NLT here. It says, then he said to me, this is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It's not by force or by strength. New King James says, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, and in the Amplified it calls it the mountain human obstacle. So basically, nothing, no natural obstacles, right? Not even a mighty mountain will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place, the people will shout, may God bless it. May God bless it. So again, removing or defeating the obstacles we face in the natural realm starts with the power or the strength of the Lord in the spiritual realm. Right? Not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. By His Spirit. Amen. You've heard people talk about faith and having faith to move mountains and faith for healing and different things, but faith is a spiritual weapon. Right, faith is a spiritual weapon. Faith is the shield of faith is, it's something. I'll read it here soon, but you can't see it, right? You just can't. It's not something that you can just say, "Oh, there's faith," right? Like a chair sitting in front of me. But we take up the shield of faith. We don't increase our faith by closing our eyes really tightly and believing for something, right? I really want to win this battle. I really want to win this battle. That's not how faith comes, right? Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. We increase faith by being in the Word. And Hebrews 11 tells us that faith is spiritual. Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Ryan, the other, I think it was yesterday, was talking to Angeline, and he loves planets, you know, and so he knows a lot about planets. And he said, you know, if the moon was just a little bit closer to the earth, it would throw off the orbit and actually run into the earth. And I thought, wow, how big is our God to sets it exactly where it needs to be so that it doesn't drift and that it doesn't get too close and then it just orbits how it's supposed to. But by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So we see in verse 3 that the spiritual realm impacts the natural realm, right? Because it says the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So what does that mean? It means that the things that we see were made by things that weren't visible, right? The things in the natural were created by the Word of God, right? He spoke. Amen. The Word that the Lord spoke in the beginning made the natural, made the heavens and the earth, made the light, made the moon, made the sun. Amen. Made the animals by speaking the Word in the Spirit. Amen. The Bible says His Word does not return void. So the words that we speak even now, they go. And they go. They breathe life to whatever you're saying. Because the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Right? So there's creative power in our words, right? Just like Jesus, or just like God, when He spoke things into existence, there was creative power in what He was saying. There's also destructive power in our words. But it's all spiritual. That's why we can say, be healed by faith, and healing comes, right? Because there's creative power in our words. There's creative power in our tongue. There's creative power in your tongue. Amen. That's why we can say, My needs are met even when it doesn't look like they are. When we win battles in our life, we win battles in our life when we fight with our spiritual weapons. Amen? We win battles in our natural life when we fight with our spiritual weapons. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to the obedient into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." So we walk in the flesh, but we don't war according to the flesh. We have to be here physically, right? We have to be here physically. The Bible says for us to live is Christ. Amen. So he wants, again, that's another example of him wanting you to live. Amen. For us to live is Christ. To die is gain, right? But to live is Christ. To do his will. We walk in the flesh. We do not war according to the flesh. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. What does that mean? They're not earthly. They're not natural things. Okay? I can't take a sword and just slay the devil, right? In the natural. But it says that they're mighty in God. So again, we look at the weapons that we use. We look at the sword of the Spirit. We look at the breastplate of righteousness. And it says those things are mighty in God. Amen. They're mighty in God. So for all of us, you know, if we're trying to do something, if we're trying to get rid of a temptation, there's something that we need to be healed from. I hope it's comforting to know that it's not your strength that's going to do it. Amen. It's God's strength. And the God who created the universe. The God who spoke life into existence. It's his strength that we draw on. That we use. Amen. And then we get to verse 6. Being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Basically, it said a little different in Galatians 5:24. It says, "And those who are in Christ, who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." So that's all that means. When we bring every thought captive into the obedience of Christ. It says being ready to punish all disobedience, but it means disobedience in our body when our obedience is fulfilled. Really, it's just crucifying our flesh, right? When we punish all disobedience, we're just crucifying our flesh. We're crucifying our desires, right? We're saying, nope, I'm a child of God. My home is in heaven, right? I'm going to use the spiritual realm. I'm going to war in the spiritual realm. I'm going to allow the Lord to use His armor through me, His weapons through me. Amen. But it says, Christ have crucified the flesh with His passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. So walking in the Spirit, again, it's not, you're not levitating, you know, as you're walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit just means that you're fighting in the Spirit. You know that the natural is temporary. And you know that the heavenly is eternal, right? So we walk in the Spirit. We're walking according to what God wants us to do. We're walking in the authority that He's given us. Amen. So when we operate in the spiritual realm, we win battles. Sickness has to leave when we claim by His stripes we're healed. And sometimes, if it doesn't leave, continue to claim it. Continue to claim it. No, I'm claiming my healing, right? The Bible says we want to speak to our mountain, okay? Speak to your disease or speak to your finances, right? Speak to, I'm trying to blank what I was going to say, but we just want to speak to the things that are in our way. Speak to the obstacles, right? Speak to the things in your life that aren't going how you think they should, right? Allow the Holy Spirit to use you and to guide you and to work in your life. Temptation has no hold on you when you put on His strength, when you put on His armor. So don't war against the flesh, just walk in the Spirit. Don't fight your battles in the natural, but claim your victory by using your spiritual weapons, which are mighty in God. Amen? So don't fight your battles in the natural, Don't think that I'm just, with my willpower and my strength, I'm going to overcome this. No, we don't need to overcome anything anymore because Jesus already overcame the world. Amen. So if we claim that in the supernatural, if we claim that in the spiritual realm, and we say, I know how things look right now. I know what my circumstances say about me right now. But I'm going to choose to look at His Word. I'm going to choose to look and to believe that He's already won the victory for me. I'm going to choose to believe that He's already defeated death, hell, and the grave. Faith is really, I think, and I heard it from Kenneth Hagin, but faith is really just believing what the Bible says is true, right? If you believe what the Bible says is true, then you have faith in the Word. If I believe this chair is going to hold me up, you know, when I sit down on it, well, I have faith in the chair, right? Yeah, it's going to hold me up. If I believe what Jesus says about me, if I believe that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, if I believe that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, if I believe that I'm more than a conqueror, if I believe that He who is in me is greater than He who is in the world, if I believe that I have the mind of Christ, if I believe that He's already overcome the world, amen, if I believe that by His stripes I was healed, amen, and then that's what I'm putting my faith in. That's where I'm dropping my anchor. That's where my foundation is. Amen. But if I put my faith in my circumstances, if I put my faith in, the survival rate of this disease or this sickness is very small. If I put my faith in, the fact that I'm in a financial crisis and I don't have much money coming in. If I put my faith in those things, then that's what I'm going to believe. That's what I'm going to see. Amen. It's kind of like, if you talk about demonic, if you want to see demons, or if you see demons, or you talk about demons, that's what you're going to see. But if you want to see the fruit of your faith, if you want to see good things in your life, and that's what you focus on, and that's what you talk about, and that's what you say, those are the things that you're going to see. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, just remember that. Don't fight your battles in the natural, but claim your victory by using your spiritual weapons, which are mighty in God. Amen? All right. Father, we just thank You for tonight. We thank You for Your Word, that Your Word doesn't return void, Lord. I thank You that we can just have even just a revelation of just a bigger revelation of the spiritual realm, a bigger revelation of what we already have. There's a lot of things that we don't even have to go after. We already have it. We just need to receive. So, Lord, just thank You for helping us recognize those things and giving us revelation on all that You've already blessed us with. Your Word says that You've blessed us with every spiritual blessing. The Word says You've blessed us with every earthly blessing, Lord. And so we just thank You that You're working, that You're doing good things. Lord, I just pray and declare for a great night for everybody here today. A great rest of the week, Lord. I thank You for, if anybody's traveling, safe travels. Lord, I pray just for health and healing in Jesus' name. If anybody who's sick in here right now, Lord, Your will is always to heal. And so we just declare health in that situation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank You for finances. Lord, I thank You that we can be good stewards of the finances that You give us. Lord, and so if anybody's having a financial issue right now, Lord, I thank You that that's eradicated. I thank You that checks are in the mail. I just believe that there's prosperity with a purpose, Lord, that You make us prosperous so that we can honor You. I thank You for people's relationships tonight, Lord, with family. I thank that just that you're the God of restoration. You're in the restoration business, Lord, and that You're restoring relationships and family ties even right now. Even right now, Lord, I thank You for the seeds that all of Your people here have planted in other people, seeds of faith, Lord, seeds of the gospel. They're starting to bloom in Jesus' name. They're starting to become, their hearts are being soft towards what You have for them, Lord, what You have in store for them even to come, Lord. We just know that even with whatever's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in the world, we can have peace, Lord, we can have joy, we can have hope, we can have faith that You love us and that You never leave us, Lord. We just give You all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Well, thank you guys for coming. Amen. Yes. Give the Lord a clap offering. And just go in peace. Have a great night. And we'll see you soon. Amen. If anybody needs prayer, you can come on up and I'd be happy to pray with you. Our God is an awesome God.
Thank you for listening to this inspirational message. We trust that you were encouraged in your faith. For additional information or resources, please contact the church at 605-692-4616. You can email us at holylife@brookings.net or visit our website at holylifetabernacle.com. If you're in the Brookings area, please stop by to visit a service. We are located at 241 Mustang Pass, just off Main Avenue South. Our service times are Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., also Wednesday nights at 7. God bless you.